certainly encouraged by the presence of each and every one here this evening, and I am very thankful for the opportunity that has been given to me to stand before you to proclaim a message from God's Word. Before we begin with our lesson this evening, I would like to take a moment to express to everyone that if I do happen to say something here this evening that you don't understand and or agree with, for you to please feel free to approach me about it, for I will be more than willing to take the time to discuss or study any of your questions and or concerns. So having said that, let's begin. God's plan of salvation is a subject that touches on the lives of everyone. Therefore, it is very important that we all study and understand God's plan of salvation for man. So tonight, as we begin our series on God's plan of salvation, let's open our Bibles and let's study the importance of hearing and hearing by the Word of God. The words hear, hearing, and heard appear over 1,200 times in the Scriptures. That is, it just denotes the importance of the subject. When defined, hearing is simply the act of taking in sound through the ear, the sense by which a person hears. However, those who honestly hear God's word have more than just their ears vibrated, for they seek knowledge and understanding of God's will. The proverb writer declared in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 15, "The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, but the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." So now the question is, what shall we hear? The Apostle Paul declared in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Paul said, the source of faith comes by the hearing of God's word. Therefore, we need to hear the word of God in order to acquire faith in God. In writing to the Thessalonian brethren concerning their conversion, Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Here, Paul commends the brethren in Thessalonica for the respect of the word of God, which they heard and received. We too need to hear the word of God, for as we read in Luke chapter 11, Luke chapter 11, while Jesus was teaching, he was approached by a woman who said to him in verse 27, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." Now notice what Jesus' reply was in verse 28. He said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Jesus Christ himself emphasizes the importance of hearing and keeping God's word. And he says, blessed are those who do so. We also need to hear the gospel of Christ, which is revealed in the word of God. In Romans chapter 1, in verses 16 and 17, Paul stated, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Why did Paul say that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Because it is the power of God unto salvation. And my friends, the gospel of Christ is still, even today, the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures." What did Paul preach to the Corinthians? He preached the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to them. And he told them that they would be saved by the gospel of Christ as long as they continued in it. But on the flip side, Paul gives a warning to those who do not obey the gospel of Christ. He wrote in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, picking up in verse 6, "Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give to you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed." There is a great day coming when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will return to gather his saints and to take vengeance on those who do not obey the gospel of Christ. Therefore, we all need to hear the gospel and heed it. We also need to hear sound doctrine. When defined, doctrine simply means teaching. And the Apostle Paul exhorted Titus to speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine in Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, Paul informed Titus, "But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, and patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanders, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say to you." Just as Paul instructed Titus to speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, we must likewise speak and follow the things that are proper for sound doctrine. But unfortunately, there are many who pervert the word of God, and they either add to or take away from his inspired word. Therefore, they choose not to endure sound doctrine. And Paul warned Timothy of this in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, when he says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." Paul certainly hit that one right on the nose, didn't he? As Brother Mo Hafley would say, shake your head this way. Paul was correct on that. And it is so sad that there are so many people who neglect the truth and sound doctrine that only comes from the word of God. But as Paul said, those who neglect sound doctrine do so mainly because they desire to do things their way instead of by God's way. However, Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 24, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Now notice what Jesus said. He said that those who worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. The word must is definitely a key word because it excludes any other type of worship. Therefore, one must worship God in truth, and truth comes from the word of God. And as Jesus confirmed in John chapter 17, verse 17, "And we are not to add to the word of God, as the proverb writer instructed in Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6, which reads, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar." We need to hear and follow sound doctrine and sound doctrine only. For as the inspired proverb writer said, those who don't will be rebuked. Now let's discuss why it's important to hear the Word of God, beginning with, it's alive and powerful. The Hebrew writer revealed in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, "For the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Friends, the Word of God is just as alive and powerful today as it ever has been before. And that is exactly what men and women do today to become converted and added to the Lord's church. It endures next, it endures forever. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 and 25, Peter not only confirmed that the Word of God lives, but he also said it endures forever. In Matthew 24 and verse 35, Jesus likewise said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Again, the Word of God abides forever. It is also important to hear the Word of God because it's the source of faith. As we discussed earlier, Paul declared in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 that faith comes by the hearing of God's word. And how can you believe in something that you have not heard? It is also important because it is profitable. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, Paul said, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Notice, Paul said that the scriptures are profitable for and able to equip men. It is also important to hear the word of God in order to understand God's will. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17, Paul told the Ephesians, "Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." How can we understand the will of the Lord unless we hear and read his word? It is also important to hear God's word because it is able to save your souls. James penned in James chapter 1 and verse 21, "Lay aside all filthiness and overflow wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." Our souls are our most precious possessions. And it is important that we receive and hear the word of God because it is able to save our souls. And it is also important to hear the word of God because it is the standard in which we will all be judged. Go with me to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, beginning in verse 48, Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command that I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. And we will all give account for the things which we have done, whether good or bad. And as Jesus said, the word of God will be the standard in which we will be judged. We have discussed what to hear and why it is important to hear God's word. Now, let's discuss how we should hear. In Luke the 8th chapter, Jesus, while teaching his disciples, said, Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 17, "For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not come to light. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he has, seems to have will be taken from him." So with these words in mind, let's look at some ways we need to hear, beginning with attentively. In Nehemiah chapter 8, we read where Ezra read to the people the book of the law. And in Nehemiah chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, we read, "Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel." So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from the morning until midnight. Now pay attention here. Before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Notice verse 3. The ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law, which gives us a positive example to follow when we hear the word of God proclaimed today. We have another example of attentiveness in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, starting in verse 45. Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house is a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him, and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. Just as those who witnessed Jesus cleansing the temple were attentive to hear his words, we too need to be attentive to hear his words today as they are proclaimed from God's word. We also need to hear reverently. Come with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 25. "See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, 'Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven.' Now this, 'yet once more,' indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." The kingdom of God cannot be shaken. And as the Hebrew writer penned, we should serve God acceptably with reverence. In Psalm 89 and verse 7, the psalmist wrote, "God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him." Heed these words of the psalmist and hear the word of God reverently. We also need to hear the word of God willingly. We read multiple times in the scriptures where Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Now, we all have ears, but the question is, are we willing to hear God's word? Or will we choose to neglect to hear his word? In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, Solomon penned, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Strive not to lean on your own understanding, but rather always trust in the Lord and acknowledge him, and be willing to hear his word. For as Jesus said, "He who has ears, let him hear." Next, we should hear inquiringly. While Paul and Silas preached the word of God in Berea, they came across some who inquiringly heard their preaching. And in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, Luke, concerning the Bereans, recorded, "These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." We too need to have the same attitude as the Bereans, for they didn't just take Paul and Silas for their word, but rather they searched the scriptures to find out whether the things that they were saying were so. We need to do the same today when we hear men proclaim God's word. Don't just take a man for his word, but rather inquiringly seek to make sure that what he is saying is true. For as the Apostle Paul, for as John penned in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world." Unfortunately, there are still many false teachers in the world today. Therefore, once again, we need to inquiringly hear the word of God. We also need to hear the word of God eagerly. In Acts chapter 8, we read where the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. And beginning in verse 26, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, 'Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert.' So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake his chariot.' So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' And he said, 'How can I, unless someone guides me?' And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him." Here we read where Philip was eager to teach God's word. As verse 30 says, Philip ran to the eunuch. But likewise, the eunuch was eager to hear God's word so that he could have a better understanding of it, as verse 31 states. I venture to say that many of us are eager to engage in worldly activities that we enjoy. Therefore, why don't we have the same eagerness to hear the word of God? We go on to read in Acts chapter 8, where the eunuch not only heard the word of God, but he believed it, and he obeyed it. And notice in verse 39, it says that the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Learn from the Ethiopian eunuch and be excited to hear the word of God, for you too can go away rejoicing. We also need to hear the word of God earnestly. Hebrews chapter 2, after writing about the preeminence of Christ, the Hebrew writer wrote beginning in verse 1, "Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him?" Why should we earnestly hear the word of God? For as the Hebrew writer said, lest we drift away and neglect so great a salvation. We also need to hear the word of God often. Hearing the word of God is not to be a one-time occurrence, but rather it is to be a continual occurrence. Why? Because we as human beings have a tendency to forget things. And James was aware of this when he penned James chapter 1. James chapter 1, starting in verse 22. "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." In James 25, James said, "Those who continue in the word of God and is not a forgetful hearer of the word will be blessed." Jesus, while being tempted in the wilderness by Satan, said in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, "It is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Just as man needs bread for the benefit of his physical well-being, we likewise need the word of God for our spiritual well-being. Therefore, we need to take every advantage of every opportunity we have to hear God's word in order to enhance our spiritual well-being. And we need to hear the word of God obediently. Come along with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Key words, he who does, not he who says. Jesus then went on to say that those who hear the word of God and do it, he likened them to a wise man. But he likened those who hear the word of God and does not do it as a foolish man. I believe that we would all rather be a wise man than a foolish man. Therefore, we need to not only hear the word of God, but we need to continue in it. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I say? I hope and pray that we will all strive to obediently hear the word of God, and we will strive to be faithful servants of the Lord and do as he says. If there is anyone here this evening who has not yet submitted their lives to the Lord, you are encouraged to do so this very hour while you have an opportunity to do so. For you have heard the word of God. And Jesus said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Now, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten Son of the one true living God? Are you willing to repent of your sins? For as Jesus said, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Are you willing to confess Jesus before men? As Jesus said, those who confess me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. And are you ready to be baptized, buried with Christ through baptism for the remission of your sins? And will you make that commitment to be faithful unto death? For as Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. If there is anyone here this evening who has already submitted themselves to the Lord, but you have not been faithful, you are encouraged to do like Peter told Simon in Acts chapter 8. Repent and pray to God and ask him for his forgiveness. And if you would like to enlist of the prayers of the congregation on your behalf, we can help you with that. Or if there is anyone here this evening who has not yet become a child of God, but your heart desires to obey the gospel call this evening, you are encouraged to come forward while we stand and sing.